Okay. Today, we're just gonna, it's just Emma, Sam, and I. So we're gonna do a really informal discussion. I kind of just want to hear about how you guys find, read, and store relevant scientific literature, because I feel like I don't personally have an effective way of doing this, and I've tried using, like, Delicious, and I don't really like it, so I'm just wondering if you guys have any other suggestions on what you guys are doing. And I feel like we haven't really, since I've joined the lab, we haven't really discussed this. We've talked a lot about, you know, how we use our online notebooks, but this is also an important component of research. So, we can just kind of go around, and I'll take notes on what everyone's doing.
Back when I used to read papers and write in school, like years ago, I would just go on as a guy in certain topics. On a more serious note, I mean, so I think like what Stephen does or used to do is set up saved searches in NCBI. Or PubMed, whatever you want to call it, and create an RSS feed from that saved search, and then monitor that RSS feed and feedly.
Yeah.
And so you'll get, you know, your relevant topics showing up in an RSS reader.
I have mine set for Oyster.
Yeah, so is that the same thing as, like, creating a Google Scholar alert? Because I don't really
same idea.
Google Scholar.
I don't either.
Like the alerts they give you.
I turned off my Google alerts because they were really freaking annoying.
Okay.
But I have. Oh, I shouldn't hijack yours.
No, it's fine. I mean, I was just kind of throwing out what I know other people do. Honestly, I don't really read that many papers.
Yeah.
I hate doing it. That seriously is one of the motivating factors that get me to quit my PhD and just do my master's, because I knew I would have to keep up on reading literature all the time if I had my PhD, and I freaking hate it.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of telling what I know other people view, and I guess how I think I would feel about doing it if I was going to focus on. But on the RSS feed, I mean, I do, you know, subscribe to Nature and PNAS and Science and stuff like that, just the regular RSS feed.
BMC Genomics. I subscribe to
BMC
Genomics.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, RSS feed seems like the
so what
easiest
is,
way to keep track of. Yeah.
What is Feedly again? I forget.
So Feedly is like what Google Reader was.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to check that out then.
So I do pretty much the same thing to just keep a basic, so I can kind of know what's going on there. Journals that I subscribe to, so whenever a new thing is published in that journal, it shows up. I have the NCBI thing as well.
Okay.
Google wasn't very helpful for me, but I didn't have Google Scholar. I had just regular Google, and it was just stupid. And then there's an ocean acidification blog that basically posts every new piece of research on ocean acidification that comes out, and so that's really helpful. I don't know if there's an epigenetics blog.
Yeah.
And then when I'm writing a paper, I primarily use Google Scholar to find relevant things as well.
Okay.
So I'll do that additional searching to make sure I haven't missed anything.
That's what I've been doing.
And then, of course, Google Scholar, once you find a paper, you can go back and, you know, see what they've cited, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
The way I store them is in Digo.
Yep.
And I actually have a tag that's to read. So papers I haven't read, I have a tag with that. And then when I read them, I remove that tag, and that helps me keep track. And every paper I read, I take notes on in a notebook. And I have like a little heading at the top of the page that is similar to what my tag would be in Digo. You know, I'll write like OA.
Yeah.
Write, And that's helpful for me when I go back, because I don't remember the hundreds of papers I read, so it's good for me to go back and I'll look for the heading that's relevant and remind myself of what the paper is and if I want to go back and look at it again for something that I'm writing.
And for paper storage and management stuff, I've been using Mendeley.
Mendeley?
Yeah. And it works kind of the same way. I mean, you set up tags, keywords and set up folders, you know, so you can organize papers by project if you want to do it that way. Additionally, Mendeley has some kind of group sharing stuff built into it. So I know for a while Steven started some group for the lab, but I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
What it was for. That's kind of nice because it also, so you don't have to install Mendeley, but if you do, it's easier to manage. It's nice because it will sync across multiple computers. So if you can install Mendeley on your laptop, you can also have it installed on, you know, like the Mac Mini in your office or up here, and then when you, you know, hop onto Mendeley up here, open it, it'll sync and all your papers will be on any computer. So you don't have to be like, oh, I've got my laptop upstairs. I don't want to run back down there to see what this paper said for the, you know, method that I'm trying to follow.
Cool. So yeah, I mean, I've been using Delicious, but my, it's like similar to Digo, in that like you put your tags on there for different papers, but I just have a hard time, like, you know, I'll tag a paper, but then when I want to go back and find it, I have a hard time like distinctively tagging that one paper. So I don't know if I'm just like really poor at organizing that or what.
I mean, the way I go back and find them is, since I take notes on them, I write the title down, and then I go and search in my Digo for that title. Or if I know that it's like a proteomics paper, I can go and skim through my proteomics tag.
So when you're actually reading papers, do you print them out?
No, I read them because I don't know, it's too much paper.
Yeah.
So I read them all on my computer.
That's what I've been doing.
And for putting notes and stuff, you have a separate, like, paper notebook that you write stuff down. I mean, so, I don't know if you saw, Stephen had posted that thing about Evernote and highlighting PDFs and stuff like
I
that.
I didn't really get it, though.
If you wanted to do that, you could start doing that for getting electronic notes.
I find that writing down notes helps me
remember
the information better, and then I'm putting it in my own words and I'm summarizing it. And then it's also on one page. I don't have to be, like, leafing through multiple pages.
That's true. Yeah, I like reading papers on my iPad, actually. I have this, I forget what it's called. It's like a PDF annotator, though, and you can, like, highlight and make notes, and I really like that. But I don't know. Normally, at work, I don't bring my iPad, so I'll just do it on my computer.
Mendeley allows you to do highlighting and note stuff.
How do you spell it?
M-E-N-D-E-L-E-Y? Or is it A-Y?
Oh, well, that's close.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's A-Y. Okay.
But I can't remember. I don't know if it is. Then Mendeley, I think, also has like some widget that incorporates Microsoft Word for like being able to quickly and easily, supposedly, like put in citations. But I also haven't tried that.
Whatever happened to, what was that, a hexokinase paper you were writing?
No, it's like oxygenase.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still writing, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I guess. Another reason I was like, it's PhD stuff, not for me. Can't sit and write grants and papers all day.
Cool. Yeah, Jessica, we're just talking about like how we read and store and find like scientific papers relevant to our work, which probably doesn't pertain to you.
Doesn't sound like finished from like copying a link down and like writing up the title.
Yeah. Cool. Any other ideas?
I
How does that Evernote thing work? Do you guys know?
Yeah, I tried it out. So you just open a PDF with Evernote, and then you go through and...
Do you, like, save it as a PDF and then open it, you open Evernote and open it in there?
Yeah, you take your PDF and, like, either just drag it into Evernote or
okay.
you go to File, open it, and pick the PDF.
You have to download it.
Download what?
The PDF.
Yes. You have to have the PDF on your computer. Copy it in Evernote. And then you start highlighting stuff and typing notes. And basically when you're done and you save it, I don't know if you remember the way it looked like Steven's posting, all the highlighted sections and sections with notations appear at the top of the like Evernote page where this is eventually saved.
Oh, so you don't edit it in Evernote?
Yes, you do. Or Sketch, I'm sorry, Jesus, freaking Sketch.
Okay,
I'm
I was
sorry.
Like, what?
I'm kind of like, sorry, Sketch. So then when you go to view it, you know, it'll generate a link once you save it after you edit it. And when you go to view that image, all the highlighted sections of your notes are kind of at the top of this quick little window so you can just glance at what you did highlight. And
yeah.
if you want to go right to that section where you highlighted something, you just click on that little thing and it slides all the way down to the PDF. And, it's kind of interesting because then what it does is it presents your highlighted stuff right at the top of the page without you having to scroll through the PDF and see what you highlighted. Yeah. So it seems like it potentially saves some time in that regard.
Yeah, I might try that out.
Sort of like
that
a quick
cool.
preview of what we thought was interesting about the paper. Sorry, yeah, so Sketch.
Okay.
Sketch.
Got it.
By the same people.
I know.
Is it?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Should we do updates?
Sure. Claire, what are you doing this week?
I'm ordering primers. Well, Sam is ordering primers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to troubleshoot my MBD before I leave. Hopefully, so I am ordering primers for that I know that I've generated from my bisulfite sequencing run that I areas that I know are methylated in the Western genome, or areas that I know are unmethylated, and so I'm going to run those with my MBD samples just to see if I get a band because I know I did this a while ago, but I know that I'm getting an output from an MBD, but then when I run it on a gel, I'm not getting any bands, so it's not methylated or unmethylated, and that's really confusing to me because it has to be one or the other. So I'm kind of testing out my samples right now to see if I get bands, because I know there's DNA there. So yeah, just troubleshooting with that, and then I have to shear DNA, but Rhonda's out of town until like Tuesday or Wednesday, so I don't know how the timing for that is going to work. Let's see. So yeah, just trying to focus on MBD this week.
I'm rewriting my paper.
Be huge.
Okay. Today I'm going up with Fort Gamble. Help out with some oyster tiling deployment stuff. So.
Dang.
Doing that, and then tomorrow, sort of thinking actually. Finally tackling the minus 80. I know I talked about it last week, but it ain't wrong. So, that's about it.
Make sure you...
I don't know.
Make sure you wear layers when you do minus 80. I always get so cold when I do that.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not going to stand in it with the door open.
It gets really cold, though. I used to have to do that in the lab, and it was awful.
The turnaround time that quickly? Really?
Sweet.
Good lab meeting.